Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Justin, how did our futures markets do this afternoon?
Grain futures are just a mix today here. We had corn and wheat both lower, and soybeans just a little bit stronger. The weather forecast is showing normal rainfall and normal temperatures over the next 2 weeks. But then the long-term weather forecast put out by NOAA is showing through the end of September normal rainfall and normal temperatures throughout the Midwest. So long-term prospects are here. Are looking pretty good for the size of the corn and soybean crop up to this point. Now, that could change at any moment, but right now it looks good. Corn futures today are down 5 to 9 cents as we close here with softer outside markets. December corn looks like it may test that $4.90 level that we saw last week, and the resistance is going to be about 5.10, so just a little bit higher than where the market is today. We closed at 5.03. Crop conditions today are expected to show just a little bit improvement. Last week, the good to excellent category for corn was 68%. It's going to be hard to beat that, but it could improve just a touch. Exports this morning for corn showed 16.8 million exported versus 22 last year, so still a pretty good number there. USDA announced 120,000 metric tons sold to an unknown destination this morning, so that was a little bit supportive, but just overall weakness there.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
Hello, Oklahoma. Mark Jewell with Chris Nickel Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. It's a simple idea. Seed time and then comes harvest. All I can do right now is plant the Chris Nickel commercial truck seed so that when it's time for you to replace your truck, you'll remember to come check us out. At Chris Nickel Commercial Truck, we don't care if you're buying one or 100 trucks. We'll help you through the process without the games. The seed's been planted. Chris Nickel Commercial Truck. Call me, Mark Jewell, at 888-274-5667, or just come see us.
Justin, what were the traders most concerned with today?
If we look at the soybean futures here, we were sharply higher here in the August. We were up about 25 cents, and I think that's because the July expired Friday so much higher than where the August was, and so little deliveries. There are only 81 total deliveries against July, and so that's why we're lifting here in the August futures. Soybean basis has also got just a little bit weaker here over the last little bit as crushers slow down just a touch because that July contract was so high, although we expect it to maybe pick up here in the next little bit. NOPA crush this morning came in at 119.05 million bushels. Expectations were 117, so just a little bit bearish on that. Export inspections this morning showed 3.6 million bushels, which is about a quarter of what we saw last year, of 15 last year. But season to date, things are still going okay. We're at 1.29 billion bushels. Last year at this time, we're at 1.25. And then if we look at wheat here, wheat was lower on all three exchanges. Kansas City wheat down anywhere from 6 to 7 cents. Chicago wheat was down slightly more at about 11 and a half cents. There's really not a whole lot of bullish news or bearish news. It's just kind of the outside markets here putting a little bit of pressure on. The dollar was up just a touch. And harvest is looking to be about 70 or more percent complete on today's crop progress report. We'll see what that says.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Now taking a look at a few of our numbers this afternoon. August live cattle were up 60 cents at 122.45. August feeders up $2.52 at 152.65. And July lean hogs today gained 20 cents at 102.30. In our grain markets today, September Kansas City wheat was down 7.5 cents at 701. Chicago September wheat off 11.5 cents at 669.5. In the row crops, Chicago September corn off 9.25 cents at 536.25, and August soybeans gained 24.75 cents on the day at 1453.75. In our cotton markets today, October cotton was up 22 points at 85.35 cents per pound. That's a look at your afternoon futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.